Zachat Chulam Perei Beis Mishnah Tes Ain Shoyk Din Lo L'Toch Yamim V'Lo L'Toch Naros V'Lo L'Toch Kiv. A person should not sech the behemoth in such a way that his dam goes into the yam or into the nahar, a river. As we don't want people to think that you're shechting with the mind that the behemoth should be a sacrifice to the sorrow shal yam or the sorrow of the nahar of the malach that administers to the yam or the nahar. And so too, you should not sech with the dam going straight into a kli. As we don't want to give people an impression that you're catching the dam in a kli, that if you want to be zarek, the dam to avodah zarek. Avoshoket hu l'toch uga shal mayim. But you could sheft into a ditch full of water. As long as you're not looking into the water at the time, as we don't want people to think that you're shefting to your reflection. Uvispina agabi kelim. And so too, you could sheft in a boat with the dam going onto a kli and then spilling into the yam. That the kli is set up in a slant where the dam goes onto the kli and then directly into the yam. Even though we said you cannot sheft in such a way that the dam goes into the yam, that's only if the dam goes directly into the yam. But in this case, where the dam first falls into a kli, we're not concerned that people will think that you're shechting to the sar of the yam. Ein shech din leguma kol ikra. You cannot shech with the dam going into a pit at all. Even in such a case that the pit is in your house, there's nobody around to see you, so we're not concerned that anybody thinks that you're shechting to an avodah zar. Even so, it's usur. As this was a chak hamina, the way that the korsim used to shech, they would shech so that the dam goes into a pit. So therefore, since it's the way that the korsim did it, you should not shech in this way, even if there's nobody around to see you. But if you're shechting in your own house, you could shech in such a way that the dam goes into the pit. As long as the dam doesn't go directly into the pit, you can shech outside the pit, and even if the ground is on a slant so that the dam flows directly into the pit, it's okay since you shechted outside the pit. But if you're outside in the shuk where people can see you, you should not shech even in that way, in which you're shechting outside the pit and the dam flows into the pit. As we don't want to strengthen the minim, we don't want to give the minim about bikorsim any reason to assume that other people believe in what they believe in. Somebody who shechted behemoth chulun, a non-corporate, but he shechted l'shem ola, he has a mind there should be an ola, or he has a mind there should be zvachim or shlam. Or he has a mind there should be an ashram tullet, an ashram that is brought for a suffix aver in which there is a fee of cards for. For example, there are two pieces of meat in front of you, one is chelev and one is shuman. Shuman is much of the and chelev there's a fee of cards for eating it. And he ate one of them and he doesn't know which one he ate. In such a case, he would bring an ashram tullet. Or he shechted l'shem pesach or l'shem toda, the shechita is public. Now, in the Torah, if somebody shechted the behemoth chulun l'shem korban, that does not make the shechita possible. But the Rabbanan offered, if you shech the chulin, the same a korban in which you could be minadah, you could bring as an adabah, even if you're not chayv in that korban. And all these korbanas over here, you can bring as an adabah. And this kind of holds, even an ashram tali, a person could bring as an adabah. And the Rabbanan were afraid that if you shech the behemoth chulin, the same a korban that you could bring as an adabah, a person who hears that you're shechting the same, one of these korbanas will think that right now you're being magdish the behemoth for that korban. And you're shechting it outside the Beit HaMikdash and you're eating the fasim. The Rabbanan don't want somebody to think that you're allowed to do such a thing. So therefore the Rabbanan said that the shechita is puzzle. For Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon is Machshir. If you shech the behemoth chulun l'shem, one of these Rabbanans, Rabbi Shimon is not concerned that somebody will overhear that you're shechting l'shem this korban and will think that you're being magdish the korban right now and you're eating bas or kachim outside the Beit HaMikdash. Shnayim ma'ikstim b'tzakim b'shechim. Echad l'shem echad mikoelim. Two people holding on to a knife together and shecht a behemoth chulin together. Such a shechita would be kasher. But one of them has doubt that the shechita should be the same one of these korbanos, while the other one did not have any doubt like that. He had pure intention. The shechita is puzzled. And since they're shechting it together, the machshava of one of them could puzzle the korban. And since he had in mind that it should be the same one of these korbanos, the shechita is puzzled. Hashreichei l'shem chatzah, l'shem asham vada, l'shem b'chor, l'shem meister, l'shem t'mura. Shchitasuk shefer. Somebody who shechted behemoth chulin, and he had in mind there should be a chatzah or an asham vada, an asham that's brought for a vada aver, such as an asham gzela, or an asham ila, or he had in mind there should be a b'chor, or meister behemoth, or a t'mura. A t'mura is when somebody has a korban, and he takes a different behemoth and he says, that t'mura, that the second behemoth also has kedusha. Such a case, the shechita is kosher. As even the Tanakhama will hold that if he stacked the behemoth chulin, the same korban, which he could bring as an adab, the shechita is psula. In this case, since none of these korbanim he could bring as an adab, the shechita is kshira. And the person will hear that you're sacking a behemoth chulin, the same one of these korbanim will not think that you're being magdish right then. Because none of these korbanim you can be magdish just dam, only if you're chayav in that korban. And the person will know whether you're chayav in that korban or not. So therefore, there's nothing to be concerned about in this case. And the shechita is kosher. As a chatas and an asam, you can only bring if he didn't have there. And a bechor is only if it's a firstborn, and a ma'isa behemah is only if it's the tenth behemah that came out of the barn, and you were magdish at l'shem ma'isa behemah. And a tmur is only if you said that tmur is that. None of these korbanos you can bring just down. So therefore, a person who hears that you're shechting l'shem one of these korbanos will know whether you're chayav in that korban or not. Zeh klal. This is the general rule. Kol davar shenidav v'nidav hashoyket l'shmo asam. V'she'eno nidav v'nidav Hashoche is the smoke kasher. Anything that you can bring as an adult, netter or an adult. A netter is when you say harei a lie, that you take upon yourself to bring a certain korban. An adava is that you say harei zu, you don't take it upon yourself as a netter, but you're makdish the behemoth for that korban. And any korban that you can bring as a netter or an adava, all the korbanos that we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, in such a case, if you accept the behemoth chulin, the same one of those korbanos, the shkita is possible. Because we're afraid that a person will think you're being mad as a korban while you're shechting it, and you're shechting it because of eating the butter outside the Beis HaMikdash. And this there cloud coming to include an olas nazir. If somebody shechs the behemoth chulin l'shem olas nazir, the shechita is possible. Even though you can't stam be mad as a behemoth l'shem olas nazir, only if you're a nazir, and after you finish in his ears, you bring it olas. But the rabbanim were afraid that the person will hear that you're shechting the same olas nazir, will think maybe you really are another, and you have finished your nazir, but now you're being magdish at the same olas another, and you're shechting it outside the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore the shechita is puzzled. But if you shech the behemoth chulin the same korban that you cannot bring in the netter or an adava, such as a chatas or an asham, in such a case, the shechita is kasher, there's nothing to be concerned about. The person who hears that you're shechting the same that korban will not think that you're being magdish for that korban, and you're shechting it outside the Beit HaMikdash. The Zahar Klau in the Sefer, at the end of the Mishnah, is coming to include an olas yoledet. If somebody says chulin l'shem olas yoledet, he has in mind that it's an olas that a yoledet, a woman that gave birth, has to bring. In such a case also, the shechita is kasher, as you can't bring an olas yoledet in the double, only if you're chayv in it can you bring. And we're not afraid that a person who hears that you're shechting this l'shem olas yoledet will think that your wife has given birth, and you're chayv in the olas yoledet, because the person knows whether or not your wife has given birth.